But first, we have to start with oil, as prices are climbing back toward $80 a barrel alongside the rally in stock prices. Will the momentum continue into the new year? Phil Strebel is the chief market strategist at Blue Line Futures and joins us now. Phil, always nice to see you here. So what's the hot trade? Do you stay long oil into the new year?
Yeah, I mean, one thing you got to note with oil is that coming into pre-pandemic, the oil volatility was trading right in the 20s. That's measured by the OVX. Since we had the pandemic initially start, it shot up to over 500. Since then, oil volatility has been traveling right between 40 and 80. So you're going to see these movements that are two, three, even four times bigger than what are normally expected. So in the short term, we do expect this reaction from this new variant, which has caused thousands of flights to be canceled. A lot of these, people going back to work, they're back sheltered at home. So we are going to see a temporary hit on demand. We think prices could come back down to the 60s before starting a long-term rally in 2022.
Hey, Phil, it's Julie. So what's going to support that rally? Is it going to be a resumption of demand coming from around the globe? And what are we going to see on the supply side also?
It's a combination of the two. So we are going to see the demand picture continue to pick up going into the driving season, into the summer months. Hopefully we can get this pandemic behind us. You'll see all that pent up, travel demand really take back off again. Flights, they were pretty full over the weekend, but we expect them to get, even fuller as we come on, as the capacity picks up. Now, if you look at the supply side on crude oil, we have 423 million barrels for this, the EIA. The five-year average is 460. So supplies are quite tight. We don't expect OPEC to take any kind of reaction by picking up, their supply picture. So we expect any kind of small supply shock would send prices higher. We are expecting $85 to $90 next year.
Phil, if one is bullish on oil, what's the trade? How do you play it? Do you go through an oil-exposed ETF? Do you go through individual stock prices? Is there an option strategy you should look at?
So the way we trade it is on the futures contract. And a unique situation with crude oil is that it's in backwardation. So the farther out you go, the cheaper the prices are. So what we're expecting is if you do get that pullback into the 60s on the front month, if you see it print on Yahoo Finance, look at the December contract because it's going to be right around 60 bucks. I think that's your long-term play. You buy the December 2022 crude oil contract as close to $60 as possible and hold for that move on up to $85, $90.
And Phil, all of what you're saying, I mean, if you're not somebody who actually trades oil, but somebody who buys it in the form of gasoline, like so many of us do, what you're saying seems to imply we're going to see higher gasoline prices next year.
No question about it. And, it's really unique how gasoline prices are. It's the way it flows, through the United States, up from the Gulf. And as you have supply chain issues, you see higher gasoline prices. And then also some of the states that have higher taxes, like when I go back to Chicago, prices are north of $4. When I get into Alabama, prices are $2.85. So a lot of it has to do with the political side of things, with the taxation on gasoline as well.
And at a time when gasoline prices are trending higher or may continue to trend higher next year, people are also paying more for their heating, right? I mean, natural gas prices, like forget about the volatility in oil, natural gas volatility has been crazy. I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah, natural gas is up 60% as well in 2022, and gasoline prices. So they're all have spectacular gains. We are looking for a tactical entry on natural gas. Prices have come down since it seemed like it was peak hysteria with Europe. Their supply situation is much tighter than the United States. So we are looking though. We've had an extremely mild winter so far. We do expect January and February to be, unseasonably colder than what are normally looking at right now. So we expect natural gas prices to bottom here the next week or two and then take back off to the upside.
All right, we'll leave it there. Phil Strebel, Chief Market Strategist at Blue Line Futures. Always good to see you. Have a happy new year.